This is June, the time of year when our friends at NPR Music compile songs, artists, and albums for something they like to call their Best of the Year So Far list. And we thought we'd give you a sampling of some of their favorites. We're focusing today on Latin alternative music. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst host NPR's online show Alt Latino, and they spoke to Weekend Edition's Rachel Martin about the sounds that are catching their ears in 2012.
I want to ask you, now that we're about 6 months into this year, have you been able to identify any kind of musical trends?
Well, last year I predicted that this would be a great year for Spanish language rap. Two of our favorites are our female Spanish language rappers that are coming at us full force, starting with Ana Tijoux from Chile. She just came out with an album called La Bala, and one of my favorite tracks off of the album, which is just stellar, is Las Cosas Por Su Nombre, or Telling It Like It Is. This album was very much inspired by not only what's happening in Chile, but in all of Latin America, the social protest movements. It's called La Bala, the bullet, because she is lyrically like a bullet.
Okay, and Felix, what's your first pick?
We're going to continue with more female rappers.
Sure, why
this
not?
This is a track that Jasmine brought in earlier in the year that just really knocked me out. It really made a big impression. This is a track called Cuando Una Mujer Avanza, and it's by the rapper who calls herself Mare. She's from Oaxaca in southern Mexico. We'll play the music and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Nací mujer en los tiempos del cáncer de mama, cuando el machismo mató a muchas hermanas, cuando fueron perseguidas como brujas las lesbianas, entre abortos clandestinos, sida y trata de blancas. Una entre tantas, de tantas y tan pocas, de las que como yo han sufrido las derrotas.
Siempre it's a very short piece, and after a short rap, she starts singing in the traditional style.
¿Y tú qué esperas para contar tu verdad? La vida se va extinguiendo en medio de la oscuridad.
It's got kind of this traditional throwback sound
Definitely. On
underneath her rap, which seems like kind of a contradiction.
Well, you know, it's more like a coming together of the two worlds, of her tradition and then the obvious worldwide influence of hip-hop. The title means When a Woman Advances. And it's talking about gender issues, social issues, sexuality issues, how women are treated in traditional societies.
Okay, so we've had two female rappers. Jasmine, are you going to take us in a different direction with your next pick?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think really a lot of the artists that we're seeing this year are fusing traditional and newer genres in a way that is spectacular. I mean, it's like nothing you've ever heard before. And this next song that I picked is by Mati Sundel. He's an Argentine artist who recently released the album Amazónico Gravitante here in the U.S. He belongs originally to the Argentine collective, the music collective ZZK, and this is the song El Socio.
There's definitely like a house music kind of pumping,
oh, yeah.
Electronica in there.
Yeah. Pretty soon on Alt Latino, we're going to do a show about record labels to look out for in the Latin alternative and Latin genre. And ZZK is like at the top of our list. They can do no wrong in our ears.
Okay, Felix, what are you going to close us out with?
Something similar. Again, it's a combination of tradition and kind of way out electronica. This track is called La Espina de Cardenche. And it's by a guy who calls himself Algodón Egipcio, which means Egyptian cotton.
Why does he call himself
that? Not sure. Have no idea. Maybe he'll write to tell us.
I don't know. Maybe
he does.
That's fine.
But this is the track.
That is an awesome synthesis of this kind of old-timey sound and something completely ethereal and modern.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there. And what he's doing is, like, there's some sampling going on. There's some new music being created, that atmospheric keyboard sound. You know, that's one of the cool things about doing this show that we do is that I get to hear music that I like to say to myself that I waited my whole life to hear, I just didn't know.
Huh.
And that is one of those tracks where it just completely blew my mind. And it makes sense when you listen to it, when you can deconstruct the traditional elements. It makes total sense.
Neither of us knew what Canto Carvenche was.
Mm-hmm.
And Canto Carvenche is a traditional northern Mexican type of song, which is a cappella. It has that kind of vocal style that almost sounds drunk, honestly, and it's just very full of pain. In fact, Carvenche refers to the thorn of a cactus.
Mm.
So the idea behind it is that you sing with the same pain as when you pull out a thorn of a cactus from your body.
Mm.
So, you know, we also learn something new every single day.
All the time.
Well, that was amazing. It's only June, and you've already brought us all kinds of selections of people who are kind of reaching back to their roots and pushing it in new directions. So we'll look forward to what the next 6 months have in store.
Absolutely.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst host Alt Latino, NPR's online show about Latin alternative music. You can find it at npr.org/altlatino. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.